Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Mike Scraby.
Mike Scraby.
And Chris Ello.
But if you missed the beginning of the show, Scraby embarrassed himself again today.
This is the third time you brought this up. The third
time.
Could
be new listeners out there.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Stunning development, Scraby. The Dodgers did not score in the top of the first inning tonight in Pittsburgh. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Getting ready for tonight's game between the Padres and the Chicago Cubs. We'll have the pregame show coming up about 90 minutes from right now. And then the first pitch at 6:40 this evening. We'll be honoring Tony Gwynn Sr. tonight on the date of his birthday. And we'll be honoring him by taking your phone calls about Mr. Padre here. In just a second, appreciate you folks staying on hold there so we can get to your phone calls. We will have another edition of Chris versus the Fans tomorrow and give you that chance to be qualified for the two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf or two. Dinner at Edge Steakhouse, Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. Get that opportunity tomorrow on the program. But right now we're going to take some special phone calls. People hanging on to share their remembrances of Tony Gwynn Sr. and David Emurieta. Welcome to the show. Hey, David. How are you?
Yeah. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Chris, were you on the freshman in 1981 at State?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you might have heard this story. I know it sounds like it's made up, but it's not. It was late April. I was playing for USIU, and we had a doubleheader at State. And taking infield before the game, I played first base. I always took the first one deep, and the next one a high hopper. I'd come in, and both of them I'd throw to third. Well, on the high hopper, I charged in, I picked up the ball, and I airmailed third base. And Tony and somebody else were taking the drag off of Dietz's Cushman's so he could drag the infield. And wouldn't you know, my throw hit Tony smack in the left jaw.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And he was out cold. I was like, oh, you know what? And I went running over there. And everybody on the team wanted to kill me except for two guys, Ronnie Muir and Mark Smelko, because I played with Ronnie Muir at Grossmont College, and Smelko I'd seen at parties here and there. And
Smelko does seem like a party guy, Smelko.
He wasn't a party guy.
Smelko seems like a party guy.
They're just nice guys. They're good guys.
He wasn't a party guy. It's just, you know, neither was I, but that's why I see him at random places and we spend time talking. But anyway, the doubleheader goes on, and he's off to the hospital. And we won the first game. In this second game, we were ahead by 2 runs. I think it was like 5-3. And about the fourth inning, fifth inning, something like that, here he comes, walking in the little entrance on the first base side, walks around behind the catcher and over to the dugout.
That's right.
And I'm like, wow, great, he's back. I didn't kill him, you know? And,
yeah, but he was about to kill you guys.
Yeah, in the last inning, bottom of the last inning, he gets called up to pinch hit. And I'm like, how's that possible? I mean, he goes to the hospital, he gets stitches, he's got blood all over, and he's probably on some drugs, right? Pain-killing drugs. But there's 2 guys on. I don't remember who it was. Probably Meacham and somebody else. But you wouldn't know it. And, he wasn't a power hitter, really. But he hits a ball on top of the racquetball courts. They win.
Because you hit him in the jaw. You made him angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, how's that possible? I mean, yeah. I know the stories were all, well, he could fall out of bed and hit a double. But, come out of the hospital and...
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, those stories are told over and over again because they're true, as it turns out, David. And you found out, obviously, on that night. Yeah, you could roll out of bed, hit a double, roll out of a hospital bed, hit one up on the racquetball courts. He's just a good hitter. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's how it's all possible, as you found out, David. Thanks for the phone call. Good phone call. Good story. And, yeah, Tony Gwynn. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame, because he can do stuff like that. Mere mortals cannot.
No.
Thomas, welcome to the show. You're on with Chris Ello and Mr. Scraby here. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, hello, San Diego.
Hello.
I just wanted to, this is my first time calling Sports Talk Radio in over 6 years. And, when you're given a gift such as Tony Gwynn as an individual, as an organization like the Padres, as a city, for the game of baseball, you owe it to, it's your civic duty, I feel, to keep that legend alive. And it's my honor to be on the radio today and tell you my thoughts about Mr. Tony Gwynn. I was born a Padres fan, 1980. I'll be celebrating my 42nd birthday this coming Sunday.
Happy birthday.
I knew the name Tony Gwynn when I was 3 years old. That guy has always been one of my heroes in my life, right up there with my dad and my family. And I've never met the man personally. I never had the chance to shake his hand, but I feel like I know him. And I just want to share some of the memories I have with him. I never forget being a kid in high school. This is before Channel 4 Padres. We had to listen to the games on 760. And I never forget being a Padre fan and listening to Tony Gwynn. And I forget where they were playing, but he was up to bat, bases loaded. And here's Tony Gwynn. And Tony Gwynn, a lot of people know him. He carries a little extra weight like myself, but he's one heck of an athlete. In fact, a lot of people outside of San Diego are surprised to know that he was a basketball player.
Yeah.
But Mr. Tony Gwynn, here he is up to bat. And I never forget Jerry Coleman calling that game. And Tony Gwynn had an in the park grand slam home run that day. And I was by myself, jumping up and down, cheering for Tony Gwynn.
I think it was against the Dodgers. Never forget. I think that was against the Dodgers, Thomas, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, even better, better to right? Know, even better to know.
Yeah.
But I just want to pay my respect to that man. And I have so many memories, but I'm going to let others share. I just want to say thank you to Tony Gwynn for 20 seasons with the Padres, but a lifetime of dedication to San Diego. And that's why I believe he's not just Mr. Padre. He's definitely Mr. San Diego. I love Tony Gwynn. It's such a pleasure to hear his son on the radio. It makes my heart warm to hear him, because I just hear such a, he is, like you said, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You hear Tony, and it just keeps that alive for me. So thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call, and long live Tony Gwynn.
Well said.
Wow, that was a great phone call,
yeah,
Thomas.
Well said, Thomas.
That was really good. There's another show somewhere along the line one of these days I would have said to rack you. That was a really good phone call.
It was.
And your enthusiasm was tremendous, and your heartfelt enthusiasm for Tony Gwynn, and just your love for Tony and the comments you mentioned. And yes, I believe that Inside the Park Grand Slam you hit was against the Dodgers.
Like he said, even better.
Even better.
So. Even better. And every time we do this on, we've done this, what, four times now? Yeah, maybe three because there was a weekend that it fell on. But we always get phone calls on his birthday, on Tony Sr.'s birthday. And we always, I've never heard the same story twice. There's so many different unique stories out there. It's incredible.
Yeah. And, but they, even though everybody was moved by Tony Gwynn Sr. maybe in a little different way, there's a common thread to most of the memories.
A great guy.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good phone call, Thomas. That was really good. Let's go to Ryan out there. Welcome to Gwynn and Chris. How are you, Ryan? Hello?
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
All right.
No Ryan?
We'll come back to Ryan.
Come back to Ryan. Let's go to Mark. Paradise Hills. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I got a couple stories. I mean,
sure.
I remember when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Me and my wife and my sister-in-law and a couple of my friends, we went to his induction ceremonies. And the day before the ceremonies, we were in New York City and we were all, you know, sporting our Tony Gwynn jerseys and stuff. And this is the truth. Every bar that we went to, there was lines of people to get in, and they gave us cuts to let us get in before everybody else because of the respect that they respected Tony Gwynn. Every New York fan that I met had nothing bad to say about Tony Gwynn.
Never.
That whole day we were there, we didn't buy one drink. People were buying us drinks. They were talking to us about Tony Gwynn, how good he was, how he stayed in San Diego, and they really respected him for that. You know,
for
another
sure.
thing that I recall is when he was going for his 3,000 hit, I remember him being in St. Louis and how every time he came up the bat, he could see the crowd. The crowd just wanted him to get that hit, and it just didn't happen. So what happens? They go to Montreal the next day. He gets his 3,000 hit. Well, prior to that game being played, I called the stadium in Montreal, and I couldn't be there, and I bought 10 tickets for that game. So anyway, they send me the tickets. I get him. He gets his 3,000th hit. So what I do with them tickets, I have them. I give them to my friends on my softball team who are having their first child. So when they have either boy or girl, I give them one of those tickets.
How about that?
And they're all signed by Tony Gwynn. I got them signed because when he worked at State, I had a friend that worked there.
What a beautiful present that is. That's a great idea, Mark.
My friends just love that. They love that.
Yeah.
And it's something that I said they could pass on to their kids.
You can frame that and keep it for a lifetime.
Exactly, guys. Exactly, man. And I admire Tony Gwynn for the person he was, what he did for San Diego. And the guy was just a good guy. And his son is just a chip off the old block, man, exactly like his dad. So it gives me great pleasure to talk about Tony because it's sad that he left us at an early age, but his name will carry on forever here in the city.
Very good, Mark. Man,
thank you, Mark.
Back to back, primo phone calls right there for
definitely.
Sure. Very good, Mark. That was great. You know, I remember talking about the respect that they showed you with your Tony Gwynn jersey on in Cooperstown. That really struck me one time where we went to see a game. Happened to be in Philadelphia doing some other work, and the Padres were in town, and so we went to the game, and it turned out it was Tony's last game in Philadelphia. Because he had announced he was going to retire at the end of the season. And when he came to bat for the first time, I mean, the crowd at Veterans, and this was Veterans Stadium before they had Citizens Bank Park, the crowd at Veterans Stadium just rose as one. And the thunderous ovation that he got from the fans in Philadelphia makes me choke up almost to this day. Just how much reverence all of those fans in Philadelphia had for Tony Gwynn. And, you know, it shouldn't have surprised me, but it kind of did. Because I wasn't really expecting other people in other cities to think that highly of Tony Gwynn, but they did. And especially in Philadelphia, considering how many games he played on the West Coast late at night. But they appreciated what he was all about in Philadelphia. And that's about as hard a city to get to love you as any place on earth.
No doubt.
And he got an unbelievable ovation. The other story about the 3,000th hit in Montreal that I thought maybe Mark was going to say is most people remember this, but when he got his 3,000th hit and he was on first base, the first base umpire was his former teammate at San Diego State, Kerwin Danley. You knew that, didn't you? I'm sure we've mentioned it before.
It's always new to me, Chris, because it's that great of a story.
It is.
You like how I covered that one?
No, I don't like how you covered that one. Let's go to Robert in San Diego. We're telling some fun Tony Gwynn stories and remembrances here on the day of his birthday. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. I was actually calling in for Chris versus the fans, but...
We're not playing today. We're taking a day off. We're taking a day off to talk about Tony.
No worries.
You want to talk about Tony at all?
I don't really have a... I don't really have a story for you guys. I wasn't really old enough to really get to see him play, but I just remember always hearing really good things about him from my family. And, you know, he's a praise. He's praised and loved in San Diego, so...
He's a legend.
And I'm a big Tony myself, so...
All right.
Very nice.
Well, we'll
thank
catch
you,
up
Robert.
With you again tomorrow, Robert. You can play some Chris versus the fans tomorrow. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate that.
Do you want to try to get Ryan one more time, and then we'll take a break?
Yeah, let's see if we can get
Ryan. Are you there?
Hello? I am here.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Hey, what's
you're
up?
On.
Sorry, guys. Didn't know. I'm actually calling from Bend, Oregon. Lifelong Padre fan. Grew up in San Diego.
You're calling from Jim Dietz territory.
We have a wooden bat college league here during the summer, the Bend Elks, and every few years they throw out a trivia question, and it's always what Hall of Fame big leader played here, and I always get a little smile and a tear in my eye. I grew up a big Tony Gwynn fan. I actually went to Cooperstown and saw him and Ripken get inducted, which, I mean, you couldn't pick two better lifelong, you know, franchise guys and two better players.
No.
One story I do have is that when they were naming the stadium in San Diego State to Tony Gwynn Stadium, we got some tickets. I think we went and saw Hacksaw Sports Bar, and he gave us some free tickets. And we went there, and Tony stood in the sunshine and talked to everybody. Some kid had an aluminum bat and wanted Tony to sign it. And Tony said, well, what do you do with this thing? What kind of hits you? And the kid said, I hit line drives. And Tony says, with this? And he proceeded not to berate the kid, but talk to him about how you hit a line drive with a bat like that, how you handle that stick. And, you know, took his craft very seriously. And the last thing I'll say is, I think one of the happiest I've ever saw Tony from watching on TV was there was another guy who wore number 9 on the Padres, and Chris Gwynn. And Chris hit a double against the Dodgers. I think it was 96, last game of the season for the Padres to win the NL West. And unfortunately, I think we went on to play the Cardinals, which we could never beat, but the joy that you saw in Tony's face to see his brother have that moment, I mean, that just speaks to Tony Gwynn right there. So
that was you're absolutely right about
that. As that gentleman said earlier, you know, I don't call in and I listen on Odyssey every day, but I felt it was my civic duty to call in and talk about Mr. Padre. So thanks, guys.
Well, I'm glad we were able to give you the floor, Ryan. Very good.
Thank you, Ryan.
And he is right about that. That was one of Tony Gwynn's favorite moments in baseball history, is when his brother and the guy that Tony Jr. calls Uncle Chris, Chris Gwynn, had the game-winning hit in the final game of the 96 season that gave the Padres the division title over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. So it was an extra-inning game. I think it was scoreless until the 10th inning. And they didn't have any stupid ghost runners, Scraby.
But that game took Padres, 12 hours.
No, it did not. They scored 3 in the 10th. Trevor nailed it down in the bottom of the 10th, and they won the division championship, and everything was fine. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll take more Tony Gwynn stories when we come back. Stick around if you want to share them. We're here for you today, just kind of opening things up on this celebration of Tony Gwynn's birthday. And head of Padre Baseball. We'll have a big 5 at the bottom of the hour, so you'll get caught up on everything else going on in sports as we continue after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
From the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Traffic Center, part of the Premier Auto Family, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change, your 15-minute instant drive-thru oil change. Got a handful of trouble spots here. One is a crash in the East County, eastbound 8 past Mullison. 2 cars involved. They managed to get over to the right shoulder and traveling on the northbound 5 past Coronado Avenue. Not the bridge, but Coronado Avenue. Any reports of a collision not showing if lanes are blocked. We still have this crash north 5 Coastline. Has Carlsbad Village Drive. It's got the right lane blocked. Stop by any of the 30 San Diego Valvoline Instant Drive-Thru Oil Change Centers. You don't have to get out of your car, and it usually only takes 15 minutes or less. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for discounts and locations nearest you. Valvoline Oil Change Centers are open 7 days a week. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
BetQL Hot Streak exclusive station has great music from The Who, Rolling Stones, Billy Joel, and more that will help you win big. Search for BetQL Hot Streak on the Odyssey app to listen.
Hello there, my fellow San Diego area golfers. It's Woodsy here. Now, what is a golf course without any holes? It's one big, boring lawn. And if you're playing without a handicap index, your golf game isn't the same either. A handicap levels the playing field. I got mine from the Southern California Golf Association, and now I can compete even against the best golfers. Try 2 free months of a handicap index and watch your game improve. Mine did. Visit scga.org/woods to claim 2 free months now. scga.org/woods.
We'll unclog any drain in your home for $71. Isn't that right, Brooke?
Yes, $71 hails.
$71.
Yes, Daddy, $71 hails.
Wise guy, eh? Tell the gang we're coming. It's Cole Pepper Plumbing.
Now that my Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi reaches all over my home, I can finally stream my history shows in my room. And play my game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She didn't need my congratulations, but what a performance Saturday night by our friend. We call her our friend? Alex Morgan. Friend of the
yes.
show for sure. Alex turned in a big-time performance for the Wave FC. Four goals.
That's a lot.
That's not the Wave scored four. She scored them all.
Yes.
And Alex Morgan was on the program Friday. So, Alex, if you want to come on again this Friday ahead of this weekend's game for good luck, you can come on anytime.
Yes,
absolutely. That was great to see. The Wave FC prevailed over Gotham.
Love it.
4-0. And so they are 2-0. Great start for Jill Ellis and for Casey Stoney, the head coach, and for Alex Morgan. Fantastic.
Didn't she say her job to us on Friday, her job is literally to score goals, I think is what the quote was?
That was pretty much her quote, and she backed it up on Saturday night. 4 goals for Alex Morgan. Wave FC's next contest is this Sunday at home against Chicago at 2 o'clock. So the Wave, terrific start, 2-0, and a terrific start for Alex Morgan. We should take a moment to congratulate our friends at the San Diego Sockers, who won their 16th indoor championship over the weekend as well. The Sockers claimed the Ron Newman Cup, knocking off the Florida Tropics by a final score of 4-3. Sockers did not lose a game this season. They were 23-0-1, and they prevailed in the finale to win championship number 16, a cup that is now named for the coach who won the very first of those championships way back when in the 1980s. So congratulations to the Sockers. Also, don't want to leave anybody out. Want to thank and congratulate the San Diego Seals.
Ooh.
That's Woodsy's team.
Yep.
His lacrosse guys from the National Lacrosse League. Seals posted a first-round victory in the NLL playoffs over the visiting Philadelphia Wings 9-8 on Saturday night. Seals now host the Colorado Mammoth. Scrabby, you're going to have to leave your Colorado Mammoth jersey at home this week because the Seals are playing the Mammoth in the Western Conference Finals starting on Saturday.
Well, that's unfortunate because I had been planning on wearing that all week.
I said Saturday. They actually play Friday. Apologize. Friday night at 7 o'clock for the first game of that series. But anyway, congrats to the Seals and the Sockers and especially our pal Alex Morgan. Fantastic weekend for all concerned. All right, we're going to finish up a couple of Tony Gwynn stories here ahead of the Big Five, and that means Anthony in La Mesa joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Very good. Thank
good.
You.
What's up, Anthony?
So my proudest moment, Tony Gwynn moment, was the time when he got his home run in the World Series.
Oh, yeah. One of his favorites.
Yeah, because I was living in L.A. at the time, and, you know, I was, like, totally had to defend the Padres. and I remember that year I just happy that they just made it to this World Series. I knew they didn't have a chance because they got so beat up, making their way there. You know,
yeah, they were up against a pretty good team too. That Yankee team wasn't bad.
Yeah, and then I saw him got his home run, and I was just proud of him just to get that home run. You know, I'm sure that was like the highlight of his life, just get that one in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, off the facing of the upper deck. I mean, a blast. Greg Vaughn hit two home runs in that game. Padres nearly won that game. It was the first game of the World Series that year, and it all turned on the missed call by the home plate umpire.
Oh,
can't remember the home plate umpire's name.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah, and some things haven't changed, but Mark Langston delivered strike three to Tino Martinez right down the middle, and it was called a ball, and I can't remember the umpire's name. I'm sure Padre faithful out there screaming at me right now because they all remember that umpire. But next pitch, Martinez hit for a grand slam, and the Yankees ended up rallying to win that game. But
that's maddening, by the way.
It was pretty maddening. It was definitely maddening at the time. But that Yankee team was ridiculously good and ended up rolling over the Padres the next three games to sweep that World Series. But I didn't realize Anthony lived in Los Angeles that year, the Anthony who just called
us.
Oh,
yes.
Maybe you should move back, Anthony.
Oh, wow.
I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm just trying to find a way for the Padres to get back to the World Series. That's all. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, what else is going on in sports on this Monday? There's quite a few fun things to discuss, and we will discuss them all as Tony Jr. returns for the Big Five next. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, 4:34 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. at Petco Park rejoining us here. As we get into today's Big Five, before we do, Scraby, quick scoreboard update. Top of the fourth inning, look out. Print playoff tickets. Cincinnati Reds 1, Milwaukee Brewers nothing.
If they win this game, it would be their third win in a row, Chris.
And that would equal their amount of wins they had before.
Before they started this two-game win streak.
I told you, man, they're going to end up winning 55 games. Dodgers and Pittsburgh scoreless. Top of the fourth, Milwaukee Bucks 2, Boston Celtics nothing. I know this surprises you. That is a first quarter score.
No, I thought it was a halftime score.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, let's check traffic, and then Tony's ready, so let's go Big Five. Oh, no traffic. Let's just go Big Five.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What? What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back,
relax.
Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. I don't know if you guys know what the biggest Padres story of the weekend was, but we are going to get into it right now because something has returned, Chris.
Number five.
And that would be the swag chain. Has returned to the dugout with the Padres in Petco Park.
Just in time.
You know, they were trendsetters last year. They did the swag chain, and then everybody else did their thing. Like, I think the Phillies had some straw hat, and then there was, like, some wizard cape. I don't know. There was a bunch of weird
stuff. The Blue Jays had a sports coat. The Rockies had a pair of sunglasses that were kind of weird looking.
See, nothing was as cool as the swag chain.
No, nothing came close to the swag chain.
Joe Musgrove recently started another idea, and he uses a Polaroid camera to capture big moments from the season.
That's
the date on it, and it is sweet. I love that idea because Polaroids are making a comeback, Chris. I don't know if you know that, but the style is cool, and it's a moment.
What do you mean making
time.
A comeback? I still use them.
This is true.
They never left.
This is true. He doesn't know what a digital camera is. Well, the swag chain has made its return, and many think the swag chain carries some bad juju from the end of last season. Yesterday, after the Alfaro walk-off homer, a Polaroid came to social media showing him wearing the swag chain, and people are uneasy about it. Tony, you're up first today. Do you believe the swag chain carries a mythical power and should be buried in a concrete block deep at sea?
You're hilarious.
This is what I thought about all drive-in. How am I going to ask this question?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
No, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think. I don't think there's a mythical.
No,
I think they were waiting for the right time to bring it out. And maybe it doesn't come out after every homer. Maybe it needs to be something big. I don't know how they proceed from here, but it definitely seemed like the right time to whip it out if you were going to have that. I mean, listen, the swag chain, everybody loves the swag chain. Matter of fact, walk around this stadium.
Still
you
got
see
them?
Swag chains everywhere. Everybody has their swag chain. So I don't know if the 55 people that are on easy about it on Twitter really represent everybody. Does it need to be pulled out all the time? I don't know. Probably not. But that was you can't deny that wasn't a great moment to whip it out and have it spinning after a walk-off three-run shot when they were on the verge of being shut out for back-to-back nights. It couldn't have been a better time for it.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think the swag chain carries mythical powers and should be buried in a concrete block deep at sea?
Only if you step on the chalk line as you cross from the dugout area under the field of play. No, I'm not into that kind of thing. I think that, you know, superstitions are nice, and I think that people, but I think in a lot of ways they bring out insecurities. The bottom line is, if you're a good enough team, you'll win games with or without the swag chain. So to me, it's a fun part of the Padres season. It was a fun part of last season, just because the season didn't turn out the way everybody wanted.
Yeah.
The swag chain was one of the things most people remember in a positive light about last season. I'm glad it's back. I was sorry to see that it had been missing in action for the month of April. And luckily, the Padres' offense has been missing in action for the month of April. So let's think that maybe the swag chain will be the thing that kicks the offense into gear, and we can turn around the magical, mythical
last
threat.
Season.
Yes, that's the swag chain.
The only reason why the swag chain became bad is because the Padres lost so much in the second half. There was really hard to bring it out, right? And then it seemed like it was like a front-running thing, but it really wasn't. You can't really bring the swag chain out if you're not swagging and winning games, right?
Like you're down 8-1, you hit a solo shot, and you're cheering.
You can't. You just can't. And so I get why there's a nasty taste in people's mouth, but last night or yesterday was a perfect time to bring
this
it
is out. A perfect way to put last season behind us and move on.
I like it.
Number four.
There are fans, and then there are idiots, and this next guy is an idiot. Some idiot in the crowd at the American Airlines Center harassed and physically contacted the mother and wife of Suns point guard Chris Paul. His mother had hands put on her, and his wife was pushed, according to ESPN. And Paul's kids were there to witness it also. They were sitting behind the bench, and Paul addressed this disturbing incident on social media following the Mavs 111-101 win. And the series is all tied up at 2-2. He tweeted after this game, "Want to find players for saying stuff to the fans, but the fans can put their hands on our families? Bleep that!" End quote. Chris, is it time for the NBA to move back the seats?
Move back the seats, what, away from the court?
Yes, have a buffer area.
No, it's not time for that just because of the
behavior.
We've
had three separate incidents in Minnesota.
We had two people in Minnesota run out on the floor and try to glue themselves to the floor.
And chain themselves to the stanchion.
I cannot make every fan in NBA history pay for the idiot behavior of three or four people. And as far as fans, you know, getting involved with the family of Chris Paul, that's so far crossing the line. I don't know where to begin, and I don't know that bringing the seats up or bringing them back is going to make any difference. You know, people want to get to Chris Paul's family. They're probably going to find a way to get to him or to them. It did remind me of a different incident one time. I was at an Atlanta Braves baseball game. They were playing the Red Sox, and there were a family sitting in front of me, and Carl Everett was playing for the Red Sox. And the kid there had a, "Hey, that's my dad, Carl Everett," sign. And I couldn't quite see the whole sign because the kid was sitting directly in front of me. So I said, "Hey, can I see your sign?" And the mom was sitting down the row a couple of paces, and she called security.
On you?
On me, yes, because I asked the kid to see my sign.
So that's a weird story.
Some people are a little jumpy when it comes to being contacted by fans. But
watch the game in Boston, you might know why.
That's right. So I actually understood it, and I felt bad about even saying anything at all to the young fan, but I was just trying to be pleasant.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And that's the last. I haven't been pleasant since then.
Man, so. We found the incidents.
I was a very nice guy at one time, but I was turned against it. This behavior's awful. I'm not a big Chris Paul fan, but that only comes to, you know, rooting for and against him as a player. And anytime you involve families, that kind of stuff, that kind of behavior's got to stop. And you know, fans have to be careful. But no, I don't think we need to take a step of moving the seats back.
Tony, what do you think?
No, I don't think we need to do that either. We just got to stop giving idiots tickets so close to the floor. I don't know how you screen. And by the way, if you watch the video, he looks spooked as he's getting removed.
Well, no, I mean, like, he doesn't realize that these real life consequences are about to happen.
He looks. He look. the last thing you can see Chris Paul kind of move somebody aside, and he's having some words with him. And the look on that 17-year-old's face was like, oh, bleep. What have I got myself
feel that
into?
Way.
Yeah, and he should. Good. And I was happy he felt like that walking out. If you're going to be doing big boy things, expect big boy consequences. We got to have this stop. I don't know what the answer is. Why some fans have become so... Either they don't know the etiquette of talking trash, or they just have no feel for where's the line is. And so it feels like we're talking about this far too often.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you. Yeah, you know what? We finally found, it's like the sitcom where you watch it for four seasons, and we finally found out the secret behind why Chris is the way he is.
I know, I'm an angry man now ever since Carl
because
Everett.
Because of that.
Number three.
The Texas Rangers and New York Yankees played a doubleheader yesterday, and the winning hit in the first game gave the Yankees the 2-1 win. Now, Gleyber Torres went deep to right field, and Yankee Stadium did its thing. Rangers manager Chris Woodward, though, was a bit frustrated with the dimensions of Yankee Stadium, and he had this to say after the game.
Small ballpark, that's an easy out in 99% of ballparks. So, the wind wasn't helping today, obviously, but, just 3-1 count. Probably going to, King is one guy that you put him back out there, you're like, okay, he's not going to give up a homer. Just happened to hit it in a little league ballpark, to right field.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
He said, Little League ballpark, he's calling that Yankee. I mean, a lot of people have a
problem.
Do
we know what
the
question was?
I believe the question was, how do you feel you lost the game?
You believe or you don't?
I believe. Okay. But no, okay. I do not know for sure what the question was. But people seem to – he seems to forget that one of his players hit a home run to right field earlier in that day. There was also like a stat cast saying that 26 out of the 30 ballparks, it would have been a home run in. So it's not like it was that cheap of a home run. We know that he's let his irritation show in the past. I mean, cough, cough, Fernando 3-0, cough, cough. And is taking the stance again. I don't know where I was going with that. Tony, is Woodward being too sensitive here?
Here's the thing. In general, yes. He seems to have a problem with oppo bombs that seem to be cutting his team out from under. Whether it was Fernando's three grand slam on 3-0 or this walk-off joint. Yes, but if the question was something along the lines of his reliever that he brought in, I could understand the answer to his question because at that point he's trying to really protect his player from that. But if the question was a general, like, would you feel about the loss? Yeah, of course he's being too sensitive. Not only, if I recall correctly, New York Yankee Stadium went up in what, 2009, 10?
It originally went up in about 1919 because it was the house that Ruth built.
Right, but they're not playing in that one. I'm talking about this new one. I think it was around that time. So we're about 10 to 15 years into a stadium that everybody knows is pretty short. This is a bad after-game comment based on that. I mean, unless the question was, well, you brought in so-and-so for this. He wasn't able to get the job done, okay, I can understand you going that route. But if this was a generalized, how'd you feel about your team's, loss right there? Yeah, man, he's being far too sensitive. Not to mention, as Scraby already pointed out, his team is hitting in the same stadium. Just wanted to point that out.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, I tell you one thing that was interesting. I just watched the end of the ball game today a little while ago, and with two outs in the top of the ninth inning, Nick Solak was batting against Aroldis Chapman down by a run. And he hit a fly ball to the warning track, and it was caught. And the Yankees won the ball game. And I wonder what Chris Woodward was thinking about the Little League dimensions of Yankee Stadium after that ball was caught, because it came within about 5 feet of winning the game for Texas. So it's amazing how the baseball gods will work for you. Yeah, this is obviously too sensitive. And I got to be honest with you, I got to have a little talk with Chris Woodward next time he's in town.
Oh, yes, that's right.
This is the last place you want to make fun of the stadium. Oh. I mean, come on. They had to play them again today, like I just said. So you got to go back there in New York with those Yankee fans after you just you know, ripped apart their stadium and called it a little league ballpark.
Don't worry, Chris. He apologized today.
Yeah, that's it's probably going to be too late. They're never going to let him forget about that one. So,
every time he walked into the building.
And if you want to make fun of Tampa Bay's stadium or something like
go
that,
go right ahead.
Go right ahead. You're going to you have easy, you have full knowledge there to do whatever you say, whatever you feel. But in Yankee Stadium, you're going to have to pay a price.
All right. Well, keep an eye on this situation.
Number two.
It's not really a situation anymore.
Yeah.
But. The inaugural Formula One Miami Grand Prix happened yesterday. And a fun fact for everyone, Chris, did you know this? The Miami Dolphins actually own and operate this event at Hard Rock Stadium. So they put on the event with Formula One. They have a 10-year deal, keeping it at the stadium at the Miami Gardens and hosting the Miami Grand Prix. The Dolphins have spent the last 9 months with roughly 300 to 1,000 workers on site every single day trying to transform the parking lots into a racetrack. But that's not the story. The story is Sky Sports reporter Martin Brundle. And he was walking around the pit or the racetrack, and he was looking for people. And I saw this live. I had no idea that this was actually happening. But he looks at someone and he says, "Hey, this is Patrick. Patrick, like, the guy kind of looks like Patrick Mahomes, but here's the audio.
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. It reminds me of myself. But the real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else.
So he thought, I saw this
he was
line.
Patrick Mahomes?
He did. He goes, "Oh, there's Patrick right there." And he walks up, "Hey, Patrick."
So he interviewed this guy because he thought he was Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And then the guy goes, "I'm not Patrick Mahomes. Joke's on you, Mr. Reporter guy."
Uh-huh.
So it was actually Duke basketball player Paolo Banchero. So both of you guys are in media. Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, how embarrassing is this for a reporter of this level?
Well, do you remember when Austin Adams walked by us at spring training and I said hey to Austin thinking it was Austin Nola and asked him about his brother?
Oh, my goodness,
and it
yes.
turns out it was Austin Adams, so I can tell you firsthand it's embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh, I'm crying on my skin. But you didn't do it on the air.
No, I didn't do it on the air, but I...
National broadcast.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I mean, there's no question. You got to be. This is a this is one of your worst nightmares, being on site in a live interview and misidentifying somebody like that. But I just wanted to say that it sounds like the race was a big success, and I'm glad the Miami Dolphins were finally part of something that was a success.
Oh man, it's taking been a while. Backhanded shots at the Dolphins.
Yeah, my own team.
Tony, how embarrassing is this on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a 15. It's a 20. This is the thing that. I think this is as somebody who has to do these interviews and do them live occasionally. That is the thing you worry about most: calling somebody by the wrong name. Now, in his case, this is worse because he's live and he thinks it's Patrick Mahomes.
That's not Patrick.
I know my man is light skinned, but they don't look anything alike. They got the curly top too. But I'm just saying they. That's a big miss there, my man. I will say I like the fact that he owned it on TV. And was, I mean, I guess he didn't have any choice.
At that point, I think he's pretty much stuck.
I guess this is not crazy. Patrick Mahomes. Who are you?
Yes, who are you? Okay, so who are you?
Man, it was a brilliant moment in TV yesterday.
You
and the
love
race
that
was really good.
Stuff.
And the
you
race was really good too.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you
because it happens failure. To me every single day.
You love failures like that.
It happens to me every single day.
Number one.
When college football coach Mike Leach tweets, it's usually something that makes you stop and think for it being ridiculous or for this. And the Mississippi State head coach tweeted this on Saturday after Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby. If you don't know, Rich Strike is one of the longest odds winners in Kentucky Derby history. So Mike Leach tweeted, "That horse winning the Kentucky Derby today is a good example of why an expanded college football playoff is needed. That horse hadn't won all the races leading up, but it got its chance, and that's what happened."
Talk that talk.
Right. I thought this was brilliant by Mike Leach. Tony, do you agree with this?
Wait, where's Mike Leach coaching at now?
Mississippi State, I believe.
And yeah. He's in the SEC saying that them folks is not going to be happy with him
talking
like that.
I don't think he cares.
I know, clearly he does not care. clearly he does not care. But go ahead and talk your stuff, Mike Leach. That is great, man. Mm-hmm. I think I'm listening. Obviously, I agree with him. I mean, Chris and I have been tooting this horn for quite some time about the expanded playoff, and there's clearly some folks who are on the committee that are highly against it and are doing everything they can to avoid having it. And so, I don't know. I think it helps when you got – and that's the funny thing, right, is what we found out in that with the last report is that it's not the SEC that's holding people away, holding us away from the playoff.
No, they know that they want to expand it because then they'll get six spots in the playoff instead of just two.
More money. Yeah.
They want to open it, but – it sounds like it's what the Big Ten, Pac-12 yeah. are the ones kind of dragging their feet on this. So, listen, I love the comments from Mike, and you're right, he does it. He gives two you know what's about what anybody else has to say.
He's Chris, preaching to the choir here. There's no question. I mean, he's saying what a lot of people are thinking, and unfortunately, college football does not have the opportunity for something exciting and you know, crazy like that to happen because they don't open it up and give everybody an opportunity. You're not going to ever see a Cinderella in the college football playoff until they open it up and give everybody an opportunity. And we had a Cinderella winner, the Kentucky Derby. And in sports, that's a fantastic thing from time to time. Unfortunately, college football hasn't figured that out yet.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, I follow Mike Leach for his alien tweets and Bigfoot and stuff like that. But I saw this and I was like, man, Mike Leach.
Yeah, he hit one on the hill.
He really did.
He hit it out of the park, even in a Little League stadium.
In a Little League stadium. Thanks to Chris Woodward for that one. All right, that was a good big five to start the week, guys. When we get back, we're going to get you set for the game tonight between the Padres and the Cubs. And we'll hear from Jorge Alfaro. All that's next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.